Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. How y'all doing this morning? What's going on this morning? How y'all doing this morning? So much going on. Where do I get started? Let me just say, I don't want to say poor descendants of enslaved blacks in America, because y'all wouldn't understand it. Because y'all want to go everywhere but here. It's so much going on, I'm not sure y'all even paying attention to what's going on. Maybe y'all will not, because CNN and all of them start talking. Since y'all all watch CNN and MSNBC, I saw CNN had somebody at the border the other day. They finally took somebody down there. They almost got 2 million people who have crossed that border. And now you see the Iranians, not the Iranians, the Afghanistans, all them folks didn't help our country coming up in here. They brought in more Afghanistan people than they have brought in Americans. Y'all don't understand. And it's sad. I mean, leadership, I'm telling y'all, if y'all listening to me, I think that you're really helping the black community to its demise and to implode, to make us very relevant and make us be no more. And I don't think you're really thinking about it, because you got yours and your children got theirs, and you're not thinking longevity, you know. You're not thinking like the people used to think, how everything they did, they really did it for the people and for the race. Even when if you notice that they went out and made money, that's why I hope a lot of y'all got Jimmy's book by now. And you'll see how we did through all of that, after we were enslaved, and how Douglas and Harriet Tubman went to the seat of power and say, we'll help you fight in the war, but you got to do the Emancipation Proclamation. You got to declare slavery not right. And then you look through all the stuff, not just that, you can look, when you read, you're going to find all the different things that black folks use their talent and their time for. They use it to embrace black people. They use their money to build schools and hospitals and to try to help black people. Now, it's not that they might have more money, they got less land than anybody right now, black folks. Because of the movement, we were able to force them to begin to pay folks and to treat us equal. We're not talking about no equity stuff. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. So we were able to build our hospitals. Say, okay, you don't want us in it, we'll build ours. So we take our money, get doctors together, and do all these stuff. Build our schools. And now, make no mistake about it, It was quote-unquote so-called, these are white folks, y'all talking about white supremacist folks, but y'all don't really understand what you're talking about. Who helped build the black colleges? You look at Rosenwald, all the schools and stuff he built all over the countries. And then you look at Teddy Roosevelt, who helped Booker T. Washington build Tuskegee, but you let these so-called white folks, woke folks, tear Teddy's statue down, so you can't take your child at nine and say, this is somebody who Booker T. Washington went to and who helped him get that land in Alabama and helped build that school in Tuskegee. You don't know all that stuff. I mean, they tell you about some doing woke stuff and supremacist stuff, and all the while they indoctrinating you with all that bull, that BS. Is Ebony in there? With all that BS and stuff, they come and take it over. Everything that we built. Y'all can't put claim on nothing but America. I'm talking about the descendants of enslaved blacks of America who have built this country and fought in every war. This is the only thing that you can lay claim on that they have to accept. I'm not talking about whether you're going back to Africa and make them do this. You can go on over and do that. I don't care. Or whether you're going back here. This is the country that you came to. We don't know what God's plan was. And in this country, you built something so unique that everybody wants it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they come in and they have looked at how to utilize government. You don't know how to utilize government because you're not, if they're not teaching your child the Constitution, you teach them the Constitution. They're not teaching your child the Declaration of Independence, you teach your child the Declaration of Independence. I mean, there are things that this country was based off of that helped us move and get people where they are because we understood the system. When you look at somebody like George Washington Carver, look at all the stuff he did. You look at Mary McLeod Bethune, what she did. You look at all of these people. Even Ida B. Wells, y'all want to talk about. We got Ida B. Wells Drive, but you don't understand that she went to the seat, the power of government, and demand something for black people. So what you've done is been tricked out of the land that's naturally yours, and folks dying to get here. Now, I'm going to be talking about a lot of things this morning, so y'all better get ready. I want to talk about this. I'm going to get back to the war in a minute. Did y'all see the red, black, green flag over there? Did y'all see it? Now, you remember somebody gave us that flag. I just want y'all to think about that for a moment. Because when we were in New York with the minister, and now I understand why Gaddafi people got upset when they saw black folks waving that flag. This is after Obama administration and Hillary Clinton had bombed Gaddafi. Who was Gaddafi? Gaddafi was trying to pull together the United States of Africa and deal with communication in that vast land. He thought that was his brother. They bombed the hell out of him, and they destabilized over there. Oh, yeah, they did that. So the minister, I don't know, maybe, so, you know, if you got dropped, y'all call back. Something going on with the lines. But anyway, so I remember we was in New York, and all the black folks were just waving the red, black, and green in support of Gaddafi. And the minister was doing, getting ready to do a simulcast all over. So the people got really scared. My first caller need to call back. Something happened to her? Okay. So he got really scared. So the minister had to ask them to drop the flags and explain to them that the black community was not against them. That was kind of their symbol. And I can understand why he was angry at us when we were there in support of Gaddafi, really. But now I see the red, black, and green flag. I understand why. Because when you deal with African countries, don't y'all get angry at me here. Because I'm not telling y'all to put down y'all red, black, and green flag. I wouldn't dare do that because y'all will lynch me. But when you look at Africa, you see a lot of color. I just didn't understand it because I was waving my flag too and we was going, supporting Gaddafi, and they got Pharaoh said they was going to shut down the Samuel class. And the minister said, "Nah, wait a minute." And the minister had explained to them, this is what, he explained how we got the flag and why we was waving it. Because the people was really upset and over there about to what had happened to Gaddafi. And Gaddafi had just had too long left him over here. And he thought he had a brother. But that little witch, Hillary Clinton, along with him in France and all of them, they bombed the one man who was stabilizing over there and was trying to organize Africa. Don't y'all ever forget that. So you tell me, why is it that this country that we have a right to lay claim to, we letting folks trick us out of it and they come and get everything? Now, they said, and maybe I'll do it when I come back off my break, about this. In the Tribune Sunday, they said it's going to get absolutely ugly with the remap. Ugly between the Hispanic, Latina, and the black. Why is it getting ugly between us? I'm going to read to you later what the Latina caucus president said. He's talking about them numbers. We got more numbers than anybody, and we got more numbers than them. Their numbers gone. Same thing they did in San Francisco when the black folks was running around trying to talk about wokeism and trying to talk about all that other stuff and people of color and equity and all that. They talked good to them to after Kamala got in. And they said, "Oh, no, we're not giving that seat. We got more seats." Not only are we going to take that seat, because they thought that they were going to get Kamala's seat, one of the black Congress people out there. And the other one, and Feinstein's seat will go to a black, to a Latino. But they said they're getting both of them. Well, we see what's going on here, if y'all read the paper. And we're going to get more into it. They're saying the same thing here, but I want to say to you black people, leadership needs to fight. Now, I did call and talk to Irvin about the remap. I won't get into our whole conversation because that was between a former alderman, which was myself, and the quote-unquote leader of the Black Caucus. And I felt a need to call him because the Black Caucus was founded by myself and Shaw and Madeline Hickok to work on behalf of black people. God rest Shaw's soul. So I won't get into our conversation, but I am going to talk about what was in this paper. Now, as I tell everybody, they hollering about how many, and everybody's repeating this, even black folks repeating it. Oh, their numbers out there. Hell, we can't have as many babies they have coming across the dawn. They walking people across the border. You think we can have that many babies? We are not walking people across the border. In fact, the Haitians and the Africans that came, they sending them back. So how do you let somebody illegally walk across the border and tell you about a land that you developed and you built and fought for and died for that said we got more numbers than you? You cowards. And some of you who are not cowards just don't understand. And every time I see a black leader talking about this equity and people of color, I cringe. We have ended up getting a bunch of leaders who are cowards. I don't care what y'all say. They're cowards and they're greedy. They have nothing to do with trying to do the things that, if you look in that book, all those things that Allen and all our leaders did back there. Don't even mention Frederick Douglass if you're not going to talk about his fight or Harriet Tubman or Sojourning Truth. Somebody told me they didn't know that Frederick Douglass was married to a black woman. I said, because y'all didn't really look. His first wife was black of 40-some years, and they got together and got the name Douglass. But if you get Jimmy's book, then you'll see. But as we look, and I really want to get into it, and I want y'all to think about this and stop saying this, and you always cursing these young folks for having the babies. If the young folks didn't have the babies, the black were right, we really wouldn't have nobody. Thank God that they're having them. We got to look out and take care of them because our intellects are running around here walking puppies. I don't care if you have a dog. or they doing other stuff, but they're not developing no community, don't be bothered. So because they don't have that mother instinct, because they've not had the babies, nor have they gone and got somebody and adopted them, there's something missing. So then you have these other folks coming here. You see how they cradling their babies and talking about their schools and talking about what they want for their children? As if we don't we love our children? Don't we want things for them? Come on, y'all. That's what your old no-good president would say. Ain't y'all embarrassed of him now, aren't you? Anyway, I ain't gonna get into that right now. Told y'all this man wasn't no good. He was there for another reason. Anyway, the guy who got shot, you know, the one that was doing initiation got shot, the police shot him. Y'all remember him. What is his name, Toledo? What are they doing? They done went over there and got some land in Wisconsin, and they building a whole school and farm over there to get their at-risk youth to teach them more so that they don't be hanging around with gangs or hanging in the street. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. While we right here, oh, Lord, Lord. God probably get tired of hearing y'all. Adam Toledo family picks the Wisconsin farm for Adam's Place. It's a rural refuge used to inner-city youth. She said inner-city youth, but it's for the Latina, and I know it is. And they raising their money and stuff. They said they've raised $330,000 so far. They don't intend to get no grants or nothing, but they're going to build it, and they're going to help at reshoot. You don't hear me talking about, he was in a gang, and he was been initiated. He was out in the street that night and got shot. Oh, no. Give me 2 minutes. Okay. Maybe three. Okay. I got to take a break, y'all. I don't want to compete. But anyway, so he's doing that. They doing that. How do we allow other folks to make their children be more precious than our children? That's because we've gotten away from our God. God, family, and it's your country. That's what it is. God, family, your country. This hurt. This really hurt me and I'm going to really get back into this thing. These folks walking across the border. We're walking across the border. They're walking across the border and saying that they got more. Oh, our numbers than I did. Hold on to that. You're going to get y'all. They're going to walk across the border and they're saying our numbers is more than yours. You're doing right. Look over y'all. You better go. I have Fox, One America News, Newsmax, and Google to see them actually coming with whole families and babies and setting up, ready to set up schools. And then you look. One thing they said the other day was this. They went, and you're going to see this on the record TV. You can Google it. No, Google's in with them, too, so I don't know how you're going to get it. You have to go to one of them stations and pull it on one of the things. But they said they went, they had to go check this one address with 10 different people at it who they was releasing a lot of the folks to because they had jobs for them. Oh, yeah, they done got a lot of jobs for them. So what do? They get them and put them in these jobs that they already made out with these folks to give to them. And then when they put them in the job, people got to pay money back, pay a bounty. All you got to do is look around the stores now when you walk around while you're talking about COVID and see what you see. And I think people should have a right to work. I'm not knocking that. But we being gamed out of our, you being bullied out of the country that you built. They don't have, we fought in every war. This Afghanistan stuff, I was talking to somebody. They said, oh, yeah, they were laughing. I said, how you laughing about what's happening over there? Well, you know, I said, well, won't you just leave? Well, these folks are dying on planes and stuff trying to get here. And they got their babies and they got their stuff. And you got folks coming on the southern border. And you're going to give up because they got. And I want you to notice, most of the folks who really wants to destroy America, who's leading that destruction, are not descendants of enslaved blacks in America. The descendants of enslaved blacks in America get caught up, be it with blacks whose family came here because the country you built or because some white folks they following. How in the hell are you going to let these folks, like Omar, a refugee who came here, taking advantage of all of our stuff, went to the best of schools, to make you hate your country, or to leave, telling you, about this. Y'all think it's good not to have a moratorium on evictions. Then they found out the other day she collecting her rent. You know, she got property. So it's a lot of things they got on you. So then when y'all get put out, they finna bring these people from Afghanistan over here, just like they did to Iraq. But we don't have nothing else for them to take now. Everything we had, and I'll do that when I come back. They took it from us and put them people in place. And not only they put them in place, they let them open business and they charge you no taxes. You had the Koreans they did it to, the Iraqis they did it to, the Vietnamese they did it to. They bring them and they put them in the black community. But you look around now, they're getting all the buildings. And they're moving to the building. I got to take a break. And I'm going to come back because I want to let you know some other stuff too. But I'm trying to wake y'all up. I dare you to allow these folks to bully us out of everything that we have built, and they come take it. Talk of Chicago, 6090 WVN, number 773-591-6969. We're streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and Ebony got the Twitter up, y'all. Ebony tweet. I don't know nothing about no tweeter. She look at my Facebook. She do my tweets. Whatever y'all see, she has to tell me. I tell you, iHeartRadio and www.wvn.com. And we on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes, and I'll be right back. I want to finish this conversation. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Taylor, right at the great WVON. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are your kids ready for the school year? Well, we are giving away a free back-to-school swag bag on Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m. at the Discover Chatham parking lot, 8560 South Cottage Grove Avenue. The swag bag includes a water bottle, rulers, pencil pouch, colored pencils, markers, and more. All while supplies last, but get out there this Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m. as we are giving away a back-to-school swag bag giveaway. Stop by to pick up free supplies to get ready for the new school year. The swag bag giveaway will take place at the Discover Chatham parking lot, 8560 South Cottage Grove Avenue, the main entrance located on the 87th Street side between Langley and Cottage Grove. It's free, it's a swag bag, and it's yours while supplies last this Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m.
Join WVON's Matt McGill this Saturday, 10 a.m., as he will be broadcasting live.
It's time to head back to the classroom. Our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to do it safely. Many students receive their healthy meals through school meal programs. As the pandemic continues, schools are now able to provide free meals to all children through June of 2022. If your child becomes sick and is forced to stay at home, the school should provide a healthy meal through its meal program. Contact your school district for more information. Access Community Health Network is transforming community health care and wishes all students a healthy, safe school year.
Make sure your child is ready for a healthy school year with Access Community Health Network. Access offers annual back-to-school physicals and COVID testing and vaccines for eligible students at all 35 Chicagoland locations. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are available. Call 833-754-2149 to schedule your appointment today. That's 833-754-2149. Walk-ins are welcome.
Be We Next, the Black Women's Expo is back, August 20th through 22nd at McCormick Place, Chicago. Performing live on the Verizon Soundstage Friday is Rock Nation artist Dixon, Saturday Superwoman Lil Mo, and on Sunday the legendary Crystal Waters. And whether you are ready or not, After 7 is coming. It's a powerful weekend you don't want to miss. Get your half-price adult admission tickets now at any Chicagoland Walgreens locations. Log on to BWENext.com for details. Brought to you in part by University of Chicago Medicine, Fifth Third Bank, Sterling Bay, Mayel Organics, ComEd, Black Opal, and WVON.
Seth is at a car wash watching his car get clean, as well as his interior, because his sunroof is still open. Fortunately, he's smiling and scratching a new silver premium play instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. Anyone could win in an instant. Buy in-store now. Game odds available on theillinoislottery.com. Must be 18 years or older to play.
Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Joe didn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert, and when hunger led him to the deli, Junk Sleep left his wallet at home.
Oh, did I?
Leaving Joe checking every single pocket.
No, twice.
To the frustration of everyone in line. For the type of sleep that makes wallets unforgettable, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt, or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I tell you, brother,
we can't quit.
Oh no, we didn't quit. Yeah, we got our chair, but we're giving it over.
Say it loud.
I'm back, y'all. So tell we get our share. We fought, everything we have fought for. Other folks is moving in and bullying us out of everything, and we're, you know, it's like there's a fear thing have come over black folks. And then you got these young folks who really don't even understand their history or know who we are, talking stuff and supporting stuff because it sounds good. and they're angry and nobody's directing them. It really hurts y'all. And I'm going to go to the phone in a few minutes. But a lot of stuff is going on. Now, they had, now I told y'all, school board president is Hispanic. The person who took Janet Jackson's name, Hispanic. All the folks that's running, getting them contracts up, on even wanting to get all that stuff. Then you got the city clerk, treasurer, person running the remap for, helping with the remap for Welch in the state. I mean, you got this stuff all over. And then one thing that the interim Torres said is how he going to spend $9 billion for the year. Y'all need to be going out to that board telling them how you want to spend. This was in July 19th. I didn't have a chance to talk to y'all about it, but he talks about how he's going to spend it. New curriculum option for the International Baccalaureate at Kilmer Elementary School in Rogers Park. The Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematician STEM in West Park Academy in Humboldt Park. Rutgers Elementary School in Chatham is going to get a little STEM stuff, but you notice the difference what they're doing. At Hernandez Middle School in Gage Park, you got to understand all this stuff. Gage Park is mostly Hispanic. They got a little stuff they throwing up for you, but they're not dealing with our education, economics, contracts, or nothing. And nobody is fighting for that. I am sorry. I read to you last week what the leader of the caucus said. Our job as a Latino caucus is to make sure that Chicago have this right by drawing a fair map. Well, how in the hell is the mayor fair when most of y'all come over here is illegal? And that's why when Trump said you need to prove citizenship, and that's because you should not select who's going to represent us. And y'all got in the middle of that, and it's at your demise. And let me tell you why it's at your demise. If you saw Sunday's paper, they said it's getting absolutely ugly between the Hispanics and the blacks with remap. My thing is very simple. It ain't ugly. You're illegal. How in the world are you going to say, you brought these babies across the water, I'm having babies, and say, oh, we done outnumbered y'all. Yeah, and before it's over, you're going to really outnumber us, because Lord, oh God, this is a sanctuary city. Almost 2 million people done came across that border. Now, let me tell you what he said. It's very important. Villalgo from the 36th Ward, who's over the Latino caucus, said that armed with the new population data, his caucus is going to be more aggressive about making sure that our community is at the forefront of investment, a representation. Remember what he said, investment? Representation of everything. He said that diversity and equity has not been working for us. Talking about them. They ain't believing on the diversity and equity. He said, we need parity. We're the largest minority, you black folks, in the city. We're almost a third of the city population, we're only 40,000 behind the Caucasian, and as a result of that, we want our fair share. How many of y'all came across the board and how many of y'all legal? I know being in politics that if you wait to be given something, we'll be waiting forever, he said. We're going to be more aggressive as a caucus and making sure that there's representation, whether it's through appropriation, budget appointment, position. We're going to demand that. He also said, he declined to say how many council seats he was thinking about. He wouldn't say that. But he made it clear he wanted more than 13. Now, Alderman Jason Irvin, Black Caucus Chair. Jason Irvin, 28th, who said that the Council Black Caucus need block-by-block numbers, not broad figures, before the potential for a new map be fully understood. He said the caucus anticipate that we're going to be adjusting the population. Lord have mercy. But he said he intends to fight to maintain the political power and representation of African Americans in this city. I don't see a reason why 18 black wards cannot be drawn. Irvin said, indicating that he intends to maintain the seats not held by his caucus. Lord have mercy. That could be possible despite the loss of nearly 185 black residents in the 210 census. The remap reduced the numbers of majority black wards by just one. At the same time, Riley and Latino were poisoned to gain an additional seat but didn't get it. It talks a lot of stuff. You need to get the article. But not only are you going to talk about losing seats in the ward remap, you're also talking about losing seats. You're talking about losing seats in the state. You got state senators. They don't realize that. All this stuff. Now, if you saw, I was already looking at the remap, but I saw Channel 11 the other night, and they were talking about it, but they got off real quick. Maude was talking about it. Now, you know, she's an immigrant. She's up, you know. And then you had Ben Sweet talking about it and all these other folks. Anybody but a descendant of an enslaved who understood and understand this is our land. Now, they're really not dealing with this stuff. You say stuff over and over again and people believe it. These folks are not the majority legally. Now, y'all got to fight that fight. I'm sorry. You cannot have as many babies they walking across the border. And now these other folks coming. How are we? And then you talking about elect the school board. And then elect the school board, they let the illegal vote. And they're going to be voting, I think, during the 2024. That's when you're going to be voting for people to be in office. This is crazy. But nobody's looking at that. Instead, they're right here trying to fight them. They're having a civil rights march for the voting rights. Get me a break. Y'all don't even know what y'all have even read the voting rights. Even before this voting rights, like Zach King said, this was weakened compared to what they had before. Give me a break. What's wrong with having identification? You right here running around getting your COVID identification. This is terrible. They tell you anything and you spit it out. Other thing, I'm coming to the phone in a second. I talked about the map and the Latinos doing their stuff, the way they're going to be spending this budget of money. And it hurts me when I see these young black folks with their little twists or their little naturals and thinking they're doing something, and they really don't know no better. Because nobody's leading them like Bevel and Diane and all of them led me. It's like, oh, that's why they was hollering when they said, oh, they storming the Capitol. I thought it was awful. But did you see the news? If you didn't, you better look back. I don't know what the MSNBC. They said that the storming of the Capitol was not coordinated. It was not by no particular group. And they releasing all that. Well, y'all look at that, because y'all was busy hollering. Oh, look at them now. You've been following it. You said, why are they all of a sudden releasing that? Because it was said they have followed, and I know I saw on Tucker where they had identified all of the FBI and the Department of Justice people who was out there in front and that was pushing to storm the Capitol. So rather than having their people exposed, they just dismissing this stuff. And everybody else getting this and getting that. Y'all ain't got all upset about all this stuff folks telling y'all to get upset about. Taking our eyes off the prize of education and economics and land for our community. The last thing, I'm coming to the phone. And I do the rest of it on the other side. When they brought the Iraqis and all of them in here, they took all of our gas stations and gave it to them. I know what happened to Thelma over there on Woodlawn in 47, what happened to Jimmy, what happened to Stephen and Neely's father on Lake Park, all the gas stations on the west side. I don't know if we have anything else to give. They're taking everything for other than our land. And that's why they're shooting up and we're losing our children and we're losing innocent people. Y'all better wake up. I am really disgusted. Now, I think that y'all hollering at Lori, and y'all know I supported Brett Winkler. I told y'all she was a better administrator. But it's not all Lori's fault. We elected aldermen. We elected a mayor. We elected a governor. We elected state reps and state senators and congressional. Why can't all of our elected officials come together and see what the hell is going on and do something about this? It's their constituency, but no, they hide them. Oh, Lori, oh, she's just terrible. I'm not saying she's good. But the only people you see talking about this are the white alderman and the Latino alderman as talking about the community. And he's running for mayor. So is that woman Gates. I wouldn't vote for her butt with the school board. But y'all need to demand that they come together. Talk of Chicago 69. Let me go to the phone. Frank.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Ms. Tillman, see, what the people realize is not everything you be saying is the exact reason why I wish you were still in office. Everything you were saying, Ms. Tillman, all adds up to we are screwed. Because our problem is we got black politicians that's not only allowing it to happen, they're helping it to happen. We got two talk show hosts that call these politicians off. That's you and Brother Eddie Reed. You see what I'm saying? But the problem with that is, we only get y'all but once a week. Ms. Tillman, we're making the same mistake with these Afghans coming over here that we made with the censorship question. They are going to push these people in front of us. They're going to give them housing, education, Medicare.
Oh, they already getting it. That's what I was reading to you about the budget and all that stuff. They already getting it. And they get better education.
Yep.
They said the UIC had so many Indians in it. That was our tax dollars. That they got to expand some other stuff. Black folks are running, worrying about social justice, and this man said he ain't talking about no parity. He ain't talking about no parity and equity. He's talking about parity and all that stuff.
They're going to sit back and let us self-destruct. That's what the plan is. They think by doing it for a Democratic president and party, they're going to get a vote, too. Because they're going to get automatic citizenship. They got to get it to them.
They're looking for
Trump.
They're looking for Trump with a flashlight in the daytime right now. Because I tell you, that Mexico and Afghanistan is a disgrace. And maybe some of them don't have no people in the service, but some of us have people in the service and have people in the service. This man is a train wreck, and it's terrible what's going on.
And we are screaming, bring him over, Not only are with our talk show hosts, and I don't care if they're listening, they're protecting them. It's only Eddie Reed said, no, you can't come on my show without taking phone calls. And Eddie Reed,
no, they shouldn't come without a phone call. I think that these folks right now, I don't understand, they're scared to fight. And like I said, it ain't just Lord.
I got rid of Al's attention, Ms. Tillman. And when he clears records, I talked the other day, too. He going to come here, and he's going to organize us to confront these leadership here. Why are y'all not acting like a true blue state?
He also here. He also got the airwaves. I got to go. Thank you. He got the airwaves. He really got the airwaves. I ain't got but a few minutes. Let me see. Thomas, you got to hang on here. Let me get Anita. Anita, I ain't got but a few minutes, y'all. Anita?
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Dorothy, you know, Noah, you just got to be that person that just stand in the gap. You just have to. You know, you got to keep praying. Don't lose your energy.
I'm tired. This
folks, there's too much energy out.
This is a disgrace.
God said the conflicts are going to come because of the differentness of the spiritual life. Your spiritual life is higher than what they are. But they're going to keep conflicting with you, but they drain you for what God bless you with. And you have to understand that they can't have your blessings without earning it like you had to. But we have love, faith, and righteousness as a people, our righteous people that are trying to follow God. That's our law. That's the law that we're going to continue to have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these people coming over here, why would our men take care of another man and his family and all his children?
That's gay, Dorothy.
Why would a man with a family want to take care of another man and his family? For what reason? If it's not serving God, it's not going to help none of us.
I don't even know what our people in Congress do. All them older black women been there forever, standing behind Omar and all them folks, Tlaib and all them. It's embarrassing. Anita, thank you, and I love you so much.
Our women have been neutered. They're neutered. They don't have organs.
They run around here now talking about the Afghan women. We got to stand up because women. What about black women? Stand up, black women, for black women and black children. Thank you so much. I tell you. Minister Plump?
We on Yah Shalom. Yes, good morning. Beloved, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
All right, I'm blessed. Fantastic. We keep on sharing success, breed success, and you know you are one of the best. Thank God for WDON and you too, especially, Dorothy Tillman, for all that you do for our people. We still have jobs and opportunities for the community at National Black Wall Street Chicago, and that is, according to Dr. Webb Evans.
Give them the
black
phone
man.
Number, because I want to stay on the point what I'm trying to deal with. I got a few minutes. Give them the number, what they call
for. Yes, ma'am. Economics and Prosperity we own.
I know.
And I appreciate you. The phone number is 312-671-2773.
Okay, thank you.
And go to the Harold Washington Foundation.net
okay. So you left last week without giving the number. Thank you, Plum. I tell you. Dava?
Good morning. Let's pray for our children. 8 a.m., get on Facebook Live, and we'll be at the Harold Washington Park today, 8 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be at the other park, Washington Park, praying for our children at the Teamsters Juniors.
Okay.
I will talk to you guys later about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Maurice?
Maurice Nichols, Bank of Africa Project. Good morning to the exceptional Ebony and to you, my sister.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Our ancestor, Dr. Conrad Wuerl, left us with these words. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.
You think Conrad came up by himself? I love him to death, but he didn't.
We all do.
Miss him and love him.
Black America at this point in our struggle should be on the road to the bank. We should be on the road to the white bank to take our money out.
Look, I'm not there. Maurice. I love you. I'm getting off. We got to do more than that. We got to do more than that right now. You know, ain't no you ain't got no African bank to put it in. You know, it's just like, whoa, we got to focus. They got us talking about everything. They got us talking about everything but what we need to be talking about. Education, the remap, our children being shot down. Where are you, state senators, congressmen, aldermen, along with the mayor? Oh, and Prixer, he get ready to run again. Everybody come together and look at this problem. Don't take the and all this, half of them was in the defunding and the BLM and all that stuff back during that time. Come together. You done funded folks and did this. We're all your constituency. This is not all on Lori. She said she could fix it by herself. That's baloney. This is not all on her. It's on the aldermen's too. Y'all need to be having an emergency meeting just to deal with that. The state reps and the state senators and the governor, all of y'all who are representing us, the county commissioner, everybody who begs us for our vote to be coming together. If not, don't ask for no more votes. Talk to Chicago 1690, WVUN, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Check us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and get us on blog if you miss us. Our babies are dying in the street. Your remap, you got folks talking stuff. They're doing all kind of stuff. And you tell myself, social justice, equity, minority, people of color. Hey, you need to come together. And y'all need to stop bashing Lori. And y'all know I didn't support her, but it's not all her fault. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON.
I'm Jaleesa Chapman.
And I'm Morgan Wood on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
We heard the chants across the nation last summer, sparked by the officer-involved killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, among others. And a new report by Racial Justice Coalition, the Movement for Black Lives, reveals the Justice Department under the Trump administration intentionally targeted 2020 Black Lives Matter protesters with prosecutions. The Trump administration was allegedly hoping these prosecutions would silence last summer's BLM movement. The Movement for Black Lives worked with City University of New York School of Law to review over 300 criminal cases filed by federal prosecutors in connection with protests from late May to late October of last year. The reports revealed the motivation to use federal charges against demonstrators stem from the top down. That includes former President Donald Trump and former Attorney General William Barr. The report also accuses the DOJ of painting protesters as violent radicals.
A newly filed federal civil rights lawsuit claims police in Solano County, California, knocked a woman unconscious in front of her family during an August 2020 protest. Attorneys representing Nakia Porter say police stopped the black woman while she was taking a road trip with her father and young children. Officers say they noticed mismatched license plates on Porter's car.
Those that are listening, I am not a risk.
You have two different plates on your vehicle.
But you're pressing on me.
Edited body camera footage obtained by Porter's attorney appears to show officers dragging the woman to the ground and Porter eventually losing consciousness. Later, one officer can be heard telling paramedics that Porter did this to herself. Her attorney called that statement by the officer a cover-up. The lawsuit claims officers also lied on arrest reports about Porter being violent with them and the length of time she was unconscious. She was sent to jail for a night on suspicion of resisting arrest.
Survivors of Haiti's magnitude 7.2 earthquake say help isn't coming fast enough. The death toll now rising to nearly 2,200. The hospitals are maxed out with patients, and about 30,000 families are homeless and demanding tarps to live under. They are also in desperate need of food and clean water. The prime minister says the country is physically and mentally destroyed.
Rebel fighters in Burkina Faso have killed dozens in a raid on a small northern town in the West African nation. Reports are at least 47 are dead following the attack near Arbina. Majority of the victims, civilians. The rebels are believed to be linked to Al-Qaeda. They have reportedly carried out several attacks this year, killing hundreds of civilians in Burkina Faso and neighboring countries, Mali and Niger.
Ada Twist Scientist is coming to Netflix.
Ada Twist Scientist, she's gonna find out what the answer is.
The animated preschool series follows Ada Twist, an adventurous and curious 8-year-old black girl. The show was developed by Chris Nee, creator of Doc McStuffins, another hit children's show starring a brilliant young black girl. Ada Twist Scientist premieres on Netflix September 28th. I'm Delisa Chapman, along with Morgan Wood, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Mayor Lightfoot invites you to participate in HireChicago2021.org, a 5-week hybrid event aimed at readying Chicagoans for the new economy and a more inclusive business ecosystem. Hire Chicago is also designed to help Chicago employers connect with our city's workforce. Running through September 2nd, Hire Chicago will help connect employers to Chicagoans interested in careers in high-growth industries today or tomorrow. Visit HireChicago2021.org to get started today.
Trying to understand insurance can be a bit overwhelming. Well, not anymore. This is William Carruthers, owner of Power Broker Insurance, protectors of health and wealth. Every Saturday at 12 noon on WVON, tune in to the Power Broker Show. I'll provide weekly insurance content on various types of insurance, including commercial insurance for trucking and Medicare and Obamacare during annual enrollment. Visit our website at powerbrokerinsurance.com. And most importantly, tune in to the Power Broker Show Saturdays at noon on WVON.
Ronald has found a relaxing new place for his hammock, and that place is right under a beehive. However, he's happily scratching a new gold premium play instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. Anyone could win in an instant. Play today. Game odds available on IllinoisLottery.com. Must be 18 years or older to play.
It's time to head back to the classroom. Our friends at Access Community Health Network wants you to do it safely. Students should remain at least 3 feet apart within classrooms when possible. Also, schools should use outdoor spaces and unused spaces to help with distancing. Activities like singing, band, and exercising, for example, are safest outdoors and spread out, and remind students to stay masked up while in class, covering both their mouth and nose. Access Community Health Network is transforming community health care and wishes all students a healthy and safe school year.
Make sure your child is ready for a healthy school year with Access Community Health Network. Access offers annual back-to-school physicals and COVID testing and vaccines for eligible students at all 35 Chicagoland locations. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are available. Call 833-754-2149 to schedule your appointment today. That's 833-754-2149. Walk-ins are welcome.
This is Pam Morris-Walton, your gospel sister. Join me each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. for Gospel with Pam Morris-Walton.
I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus.
Be inspired, be blessed on 1690 a.m. WVON.
I need just a little more Jesus.
That's God's favorite radio station. See you there.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the Talk of Chicago.
If every boy can sing, children and heaven ring, ring with a harmony, the let our rejoice.
the place that the dark has got called. Sleep a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new day, Jesus, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road
days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't
That's
mind.
The same thing about this. I don't mind, because I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go to the mountaintop. You know, I'm just going to this black thing. It's 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. It is time to really, this is serious with me about this black thing that's going on here. If black folks don't understand economic and education and the protection of our children and to be true to our God, something is wrong. Take a deep breath. Black. Come on, y'all. Black. One more time. Black. Is that black enough for you?
Come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. I'm not going to go over all the stuff that I did this morning, but I talked about this whole remap thing, and I don't think y'all taking it serious. Read Sunday's paper, what the Latino caucus talking. You know what really makes me upset about that? That just a few years ago, you know, we were like all working together. We got from San Diego to getting two or three of them in there, and they started just bringing folks across the board and talking about their numbers. They are illegal. Illegal should not select who's going to represent us. So then when they get in the office, their allegiance is not to this country or to you. It's to wherever they came from. That's why Omar is doing what she's doing. Khalifa is doing what she's doing, y'all. Put her in office. She took John Conyers' place out of all things. I think that was a setup, too. So we talked about that, what's going on. Even with the violence, with our children dying, it's not all Lori's fault. They want to tell you that. Yeah, she got a major responsibility in this. But it's all of our representatives' fault, including our governor and our state government, our local government. Everybody got to come together. Our babies are dying, and it's wrong that you all is not meeting and you're not talking. You talking about these Afghanistans on their way over here? Y'all crazy. Y'all right here leading. I have never seen no other race. That's going to suffer post-traumatic slavery syndrome. Would lead themselves for their own demise. When Trump said, we need to have the citizenship question. They call it white races and white supremacists, and blacks joined in with that. I got five babies, eight grand, three great-grandson, they have four. We can't have, you see these folks coming across this border with their families, and we have a right to your education, a right to all your resources, and we right here begging for something that we built. This is your native land. Don't let you supremacists get away. God, why y'all dying to get here? Then you're going to have the narrative. And rather than up there fighting for contracts and fighting for our children's right to be educated and the security streets and all the things we need to do, y'all letting somebody tell you, white supremacists, white racism, white this, that, and then all, don't go to work, putting up folks. And these folks, I mean, there's 2 million of them. And half of them got COVID. You wonder why the COVID's ticking up? And Texas and Florida and even here, they putting them in the tank. They're putting them all over the place. They won't take the COVID shot. Even with these folks when they come in now, you're not thinking. I told my children the other day, some of my daughters, the problem we have is that we got leadership and people, and some you got too many folks in office who don't have babies too. I never seen so many women that don't have babies. Very seldom you saw that many women in the room, not one of them have a baby. And so they don't understand what the feeling of motherhood is. Oh, they haven't adopted anybody, been doing something. It means different when you have kids, children, or you adopt something to love and to grow. There's something wrong here. We're not going to talk. We're not talking about our schools. I read to you where the money was going with the schools. You're talking about the illegal voting and the elected school board. So the illegal and the teachers union are going to run the schools just like they're doing it now. And then they're going to vote in the 2024 election. That's what y'all don't understand. But our leadership now don't want no, they don't want ID for voting so that anybody can vote. I mean, we are allowing somebody, this is ours. You need to reclaim being, as Dr. Anderson said, we are the native, and we let somebody make us back up off of this country. Sure, our country got some flaws, and sure, we've always fought to try to straighten it out, but we never, ever been summoned to the seat of power. We went there, and there's something going on here, and they played us. And then in Sunday's paper, you have the leader of the Black Caucus saying, I'm not trying to deal with no equity. Y'all run, I tell y'all, this stuff is deep. And when all the communities was being burnt down in the city of Chicago, hey, them men were over there protecting their community up there on the roof of guards and stuff. So don't come over here. And our babies are being shot down right now, and our communities and our schools are just nothing. They're just a place for teachers to get paid and for babysitting. They're not teaching our children how to think, and they're deciding what they're going to do. So So those are the kind of things I was trying to tell y'all. This stuff is deep. Toledo, his mama and family building a place for the kids at Rich Hughes. We need to study what we're doing here and really rethink. And they trick you out of believing in God, but most of those folks are Catholicism or they're Muslims, and they're not giving up their what they believe in, their faith. But we as Christians, that have brought us over, we just gave it up. We don't go to church. We don't do nothing. No conscience, no nothing. The other thing, Jim Chapman, Attorney Jim Chapman, for those of you who know him, passed on Thursday night. Who was Jim Chapman? One of the greatest attorneys that ever lived. Jim Chapman was the attorney for the Mollison parents when we were doing the Mollison struggle as we were fighting, as we filed suit against the school system, continuous progress, then mastery learning. He was an attorney that took us on, and we won that case. They sued myself for $10 million, along with a few of the Mollison parents. We went to court. We won that suit, and he got a little sick in the town. Johnson came in and took over. When they decided, y'all probably don't forget about when they painted Harold Washington Women Apparel, and a group of us went over and took the picture down. And I cut up the picture. So they went after us, especially me. A few of them might have apologized. I won't apologize. And they said, and Jim was my attorney when I was fighting to move that picture with Harold Washington. When I said, they said, well, Jim said, she don't have any money. But that's all right. We want a house. So Jim said, they want you to apologize, and they're going up to your house. I said, well, I'll pitch a tent in Washington Park before I apologize. Why should I apologize for something that they have done to disrespect Harold Washington? We won it. He went and told him, well, she said, she's not going to apologize. And let's go. We're ready to go to court. You can tell them that you going up against taking a woman's house who was fighting for the disrespect of the first black mayor. They backed up. But he was a great lawyer. Not only just personally what he did with the Mollison parents and the schools and everything, all the brothers that was in jail, how he helped them before you even had Northwestern. How he went and helped them get their life back together. So I miss Jim. My screen is off. I miss Jim. And a blessing goes out to him. Last thing, and I'm going to the phone. BON is at the Black Expo, y'all. So go out and see him. You got the BON tent. Today from 2 to 5, you got Samantha Thomas. Tomorrow you got Pam Murray's going to be broadcasting. So make sure you go on out and support Black Expo. If I told y'all I was one of the founding members of that, y'all be saying I'm saying too much. But I'll go back, talk about that later, you know, about the Black Women Expo. But also, Matt McGill is going to be at 87th Street in the parking lot they're giving out school supplies. Now I'm going to the phone, y'all, and I'm going to talk to y'all. And I know we got to take back and stop being bullied and let other folks taking over our land. This is our country. Now let me go to the phone. Thomas, how you doing?
Good morning, Sister Tillman. Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in here with God's help.
Yes. Can I just say this from God's word? This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, you can.
Amen. My purpose for calling this morning was I was listening to you as you were speaking this morning in your first section. It started me thinking about strategic matters that the black community, and let me just say this too while I'm thinking about it, you're one woman that I can truly say loves black people. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thinking strategically, we have an opportunity here not only in Chicago, but across the United States of America with all of these immigrants coming in. And basically, I think, declaring war on our country.
Well, see, but they made black folks think this is not their country.
Correct.
But
we are black Americans.
I want to know what is their country if this is not the descendants of enslaved blacks. I don't mean the ones who migrated here. immigrants.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
Descendants of enslaved blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. My forefathers, that's who I'm speaking of, who've been here since slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Specifically, I think that we can go to the Republican Party and demand to them and say to them, we, the black descendants of enslaved Americans, are the only Americans who could truly save this country, and you need us. You need us.
But that's what Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman did. You know, they
right.
said we would help, but I don't know how we're going to do that, you know, because every race in this country is in every party. The black folks think you only be in one party. I was a ward committeeman, Democratic ward committeeman, Democratic alderman, independent, so was Harold, but that don't mean that you don't deal with truth. And they hated Trump so bad that they couldn't even hear what he was saying. And when you look at
right.
history in this country, it was the Republican Party that every gain that the black person had came from them.
Right. We seem to stop our ears and we're not listening to what's being said. We're just looking at the image and we're not listening to the words. And we shouldn't be looking at the image. Listen to what's coming out of their mouths, not look at their image, because truth comes out the mouth. It's what you say, not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you look like. I shouldn't say that. It's what you say and what you do, not what you
well,
look
Jesus
like.
Well, Jesus said that is what comes out your mouth that defiles, not what goes in.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. That's true. Amen on that.
And Janet Coleman
so what
the
I'm
power
saying
of spoken
is
word.
Right. We have opportunity, I believe, and the window is very narrow. I think it's within the next 2 to 4 years that we have an opportunity to really, even here in this democratically dominant city and state, I think we could go to the seat of power and say to them, we are the only ones who can basically save this system.
Well, wait, I'm going to have to let you go, Thomas. They're not betting on that. If you look at anything, what Prick Simonon said, you cannot keep folks in, detain them for deportation. They got a sanctuary city. These folks have taken the numbers, and even our leaders, too, of these folks walking across the border and saying they're the new people. And these folks have not, they have not paid their dues, and our people are being bullied. I don't care what party's in, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, we have a right. This is our country. Thank you, Thomas.
You're right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No, and we don't have no problem. We voted for Edgar. We voted for Thompson. We voted for Ryan. We voted for the person to replace Hanrahan. Well, we can vote in our interest, and we have done so. But I don't think we get caught up on parties. But Dr. King said that, even though he was a Republican, he said we don't deal, when he went to meet with Johnson, he said we don't deal with the party, we deal with our people. And that's what he said. Pam.
Hi, Dorothy. We all know what the problem is, and I want to really talk about some of the solutions. And I think one is that maybe we need to have some of our black church leaders speak up, because, see, these black leaders, they're going to go, when election time comes, they're going to go to the churches. And we should tell them, if you don't do what we want you to do, we're going to vote you out. It's just as simple as that. And the black leaders, in my opinion now, they're like puppets on the string, black faces and white masses. And
you mean, but you're not just talking about, you're talking about anointed, elected, anointed, and appointed. You're talking about all.
All.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any guts. They're not speaking out. They're running and they're hiding.
Well, I tell you this, Pam. They blaming Lori, and I didn't vote for Lori. I knew she was not be a good administrator. I didn't even work for her. I thought, and I wasn't no friends with Pratt Winkle, but I just thought she was a better administrator. Now, but it's not all her fault. It's all our elected officials' fault, from the governor on. Everybody got to come with this problem. But they make you just focus on her, and they go somewhere and hide and peep behind the curtain.
That's what I said. They hide. They're like puppets on the string.
Okay.
And we as black people, we are going to have to say, enough of this. We're not going to vote for you. And they figure that they don't have to do what we said, because we don't
Well,
don't
we
got
to fight now for this remap, I tell you that. We're not going to have nobody in office. Thank you. Whether they're good or bad, you won't have nobody. Well, how can you? Do I have time to take one more call? Austin said, how can you? Let me tell, oh, Mama D. Hey. Hey, Mama D.
Hallelujah, greetings. Why would you put me up against the car?
That, won't you go on and talk,
anyway,
Mama D?
I want to say, last week, it is Lori's fault. That is J.B. Crystal's fault. Last week, he signed four bills for the illegals today, illegals tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and illegals forever, just like George Washington, just like Governor Wallace, segregation today, tomorrow, and forever. It is their fault. Lori Lightfoot is supporting that sanctuary settlers, wanting the other foreigners to come in here.
Yes, she is.
Doing her executive orders, giving them 19 guaranteed benefits,
mm-hmm.
and they are violating the law. It's time for the sons of former slaves and sons of the slave owners to sit at the table of brotherhood, just like Reverend Dr. Prophet King said, because they are in violation of the 14th Amendment. To be a naturalized citizen, you must speak, write, and read English. These illegals are foreign invaders. They are jumping over
yeah.
all of the laws of this country,
mm-hmm.
and our lawmakers are supposed to be representing us, representing sanctuary settlers. And,
and the state of sanctuary state is the state of sanctuary state, Mama D, in the county?
It's a sanctuary state.
And a
county. It was Governor J.B. is enforcing all the laws that Rauner put in when he made it a sanctuary state. So all of these sanctuary settlers that cannot vote are foreign invaders, and Lori Lightfoot is giving them laws and services.
But all our elected officials are doing that, though, because they think that that's what time it is, that that's who they be with, and what they have decided. When you need to read Sunday's paper and see what this guy said in last Sunday's paper about what they're going to be doing. And I say, and I know you agree with me, that they walking across the border with family members, telling them their numbers is bigger than ours. We need to stop being punks and push back. You're illegal.
Lori is giving them CHA vouchers.
I know. Look, I'm not taking anything. See, all of these elected officials is allowing. Lori can't do no more than the council let her do. That's what I'm saying. We narrow stuff to just her. All of them, Mama D, is not doing what they're supposed to do.
The council didn't give the executive order guaranteeing illegals 19 benefits, including $100 million in small business.
The council could have stopped that. They could have called it. I know about executive order, how much can go into the next executive order. They could have called a hearing on that. They didn't have to take that, Mama D. Thank you. See, I think y'all missing what I'm saying. Everybody know I didn't support. Look, I'm saying that if we don't get a handle on this stuff and talk to all of our leaders, elected, anointed, and appointed, our aldermen, our state reps, our congressmen, everybody, and even those who say they're representing us, and our ministers. If we don't get a handle on this and try to get one person full just to be a whipping some, we're not going to go anywhere. I got to take a break. Okay. I'm going to come right back. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. I got a few lines open. Y'all can call now. I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed among women, as well as the leading cause of cancer death among women worldwide. Once a patient is diagnosed, they are considered a survivor. Survivorship begins at diagnosis and continues during treatment and through a person's life. Because cancer treatments and overall journeys are different for everyone, survivorship is one of the most complicated parts of having cancer. Tune in to Equal Health, Equal Hope this Saturday. I'm Dana Devine, your host. My guests will discuss their fight against breast cancer and survivorship. Saturdays at 11, listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Be We Next. The Black Women's Expo is back. August 20th through the 22nd at McCormick Place, Chicago. Get ready for a pow, her foe weekend with the Be We Vaccination Station, live entertainment, shopping, and real talk, like the Be We Town Hall, Solutions to Chicago's Violence, featuring some of Chicago's community leaders. Get your half-price adult admission tickets now at any Chicagoland Walgreens locations. Log on to BWENext.com for more details. Brought to you in part by Walmart, ABC7, Bank Financial, Sterling Bay, Chase Bank, Mariano's, Black Opal, and WVON.
Are your kids ready for the school year? Well, we are giving away a free back-to-school swag bag on Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m. at the Discover Chatham parking lot, 8560 South Cottage Grove Avenue. The swag bag includes a water bottle, rulers, pencil pouch, colored pencils, pencils, markers, and more. All while supplies last, but get out there this Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m. as we are giving away a back-to-school swag bag giveaway. Stop by to pick up free supplies to get ready for the new school year. The swag bag giveaway will take place at the Discover Chatham parking lot, 8560 South Cottage Grove Avenue, the main entrance located on the 87th Street side between Langley and Cottage Grove. It's free, it's a swag bag, and it's yours while supplies last. This Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 1 p.m.
Join WVON's Matt McGill this Saturday, 10 a.m., as he will be broadcasting live.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt, or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Joe didn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert. And when hunger led him to the deli, Junk Sleep left his wallet at home.
Oh,
leaving Joe checking every single pocket.
No, twice.
To the frustration of everyone in line. For the type of sleep that makes wallets unforgettable, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Been treated bad as soon as you're born. I tell y'all, we've been scunned and stepped on and treated bad. We've been pushed up against we don't even know how to face the rising sun. We don't know how to deal with God. These folks are stepping all over us. Now, I'm not opposed to people. Don't get me wrong. But I love black people. And it is unfair if you look at the TV and you see all these people coming. They won't die. I just finally saw CNN go to the border. The rest of them have been showing it. Fox. One American News, Newsmax, not CNN, showed the border. 2 million people, and 60% of them got COVID. And now they're putting them in all these stores and they're working them. I'm telling you. And then yesterday, I wish y'all look it up. I told Evan to find it. Yesterday, they released a statement that there was not a conspiracy at the Capitol. So they dropping all the charges, leaving the stuff alone. Why? Because one of the lawyers, I saw it on Tucker, showed all them different agencies that was with FBI and other folks who was up there doing that stuff. I'm saying we, and y'all have spent all that emotional time on that done, what done happened on the Capitol, and folks has driven us off to leave. All these folks, you got too many folks in place, do not have a commitment to our country, nor do they care about you. Right now, they think it's to replace and to rebuild. And we was reaching out in brotherhood and sisterhood because we have love in our heart. We did it when Harold was in. Now you say, I don't care. I don't want no equity. And we are the largest number. The same way they did in California when I told y'all. And I want you to also remember that that could have been a black senator, a black woman, if they really cared about black women. They act like they love us until time. That was Kamala Harris' call, but they didn't put no black woman in there. they thought that they was going to get that seat and the Latinos was going to get the fine seat, but they said they want both. It's deep. Talk of Chicago, 69 WV, and our number 773-591-690. We're streaming live at www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook. And if you miss it, you can go back on Blog Talk. Read Sunday's paper. You need to see it. Also look at what they're planning on doing with this $90 billion. Also, there's a study that says the children with the mask on is dangerous because they're breathing in carbon dioxide and their brains are developing. I saw that yesterday, too. Now, you know, I just want y'all to know, I got to go to the phone now. Tony?
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Tillman?
I'm fine.
Okay. I have just a couple comments, and I agree with what you're saying, that this is not Lori's fault, because Lori's only been in office, what, 2 years?
I said not all her fault. I didn't say she
was not all her fault, right.
Okay.
She can't take the blame for all of this. But one thing I can say about the black politicians and also the leaders, when they do become the politicians and leaders, they play political games as far as when black people are concerned. They embrace everyone. It's things like that. Now you want to be politically correct because you've been elected in office. You have a coalition of people standing behind you, and you're not getting anything done. But when there's Hispanics or whoever, the Asians, they build their own base. You don't see black people actually standing behind Asians talking about we need this right, and all of that. You don't see that. Black folks always have embraced other people and ended up on the short end of sticks. And
we're God-fearing, but that ain't got to mean you got to be stuck on stupid. Now, you know, the agent, you got one agent down in Springfield. First thing she did was build a school. Go over there and ride through to Chinatown and wherever you are in the country. Right. Look, they getting their stuff, their schools, their business. Now they saying they want representation. That was another thing they said. They said they want their own.
But Mrs. Tillman, no disrespect to the elders, but where are their proteges at? Danny Davis, Bobby Rush, Robin Kelly. These, look at their neighborhoods. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave it like this. Ricky Hendon.
Y'all hold on. Everybody get your arm.
Ricky Hendon is screaming about he needs a marijuana license. When he was an alderman and a state rep, he was on the west side. Has the west side changed? They put out ice rink.
Well, let me just say that. What I'm disgusted, I'm going to have to let you go in a minute. I'm disgusted because Ricky must have cut the deal as soon as he got it. He was trying to sell a license for $1 million.
Right.
Thank you, Tony. I got to go because my board is lit up. I got just a few lines y'all can call in. I got 15 minutes. I'm going to give y'all a minute now. I got to cut it down. But board, and I got just a few lines open, and y'all can call if you want to. Lewis?
Oh, good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Okay. You're right about we got to hold on to Miss. We got to hold on to Lori Lightfoot.
No, I didn't say that. Don't miss
it. Hold on.
No, you hold on. I want to get my language right. You say I'm right. I didn't say you hold on to Lori Lightfoot. What I said was that you can't put all the blame on her. It's all of them. I just want to make sure the language is right. What I said, you misunderstood what I said. I didn't say hold on to her. I said that she's not responsible for this by herself.
So this is what I'm saying, Dan. We got to hold on to Lori Lightfoot. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is what we have to do, okay? We got to, they got selective enrollment for education. That's segregation right there. We got to desegregate the education system. And the way they did it in 1963.
Wait. You're jumping from holding on to Lori to desegregation and all of that. You're talking politics and education. You got to focus on one. I think the community to come at somebody or whoever to make sure they're going to represent us. Lori made this city a sanctuary city. I'm not saying what was going to. You got to demand some. I just want to get that very, very clear. This is not an endorsement or either a kickback for her. This is just dealing with truth. Now, you got 30 more seconds.
Okay, what I'm saying is that we have to get our schools back. And the only way we can get our schools back is that we got to do like they did in 1963 of October. They boycotted for desegregation. The selective enrollment system is a segregated system, and what doesn't happen is all you have to do is just look at what happened in Englewood, where they closed up four high schools and they opened up one high school in that community.
Okay.
And when they closed up four high schools, those children that were left out, they weren't allowed to
okay,
go to
well,
this one super high school.
Okay, Lewis, I got you. You want when I talk about education, it's so much deeper than that. And you got an elected school board now, and they're going to let illegal votes. And if you looked at, I read to you earlier about how the man said he was going to be spending the money and where he was going to be spending that money at and what he's going to be doing with that $90 billion. See, those schools been closed. They gone. Right now, we got to focus on our children in the schools who right now the schools that they're in are functioning illiterate. Now, I'm not against boycotting as long as we be on the right thing because mothers and parents boycotted too. But this stuff is deep, Lewis, what they're doing to us. You got 2 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is there's no high school over there. They only have two high schools over there.
Okay.
It's Limblum Math and Science. It's a STEM school.
Okay.
And it's selective enrollment.
Okay.
And then they got this new one.
I gotta
one.
Go now. My board is lit up, and I got 10 minutes, Lewis. Y'all got okay. And what y'all do is decide what y'all gonna talk about and stay on so everybody can talk. And I do have a few lines open. Don't nobody say, I didn't say, and I want to be very clear, I didn't say you should keep Lori or get rid of Lori. What I said was our babies are getting shot. Look at the tax bills. They said in the paper the other day, for the word they use minority when they want to mess with us, the minority was hit hardest with the tax bill. Look at what's going on. When they get elected school board with the illegals and everybody voting, who's going to tax us to pay for our school? This is some deep authority. So you're going to have Sharkey and the illegals. Y'all better come on. They said they should be voted to vote. Same reason why they don't want no, you know. But I'm not saying whether you keep or get rid of Lori. I'm saying it is unfair to just blame her by herself. I think all of them need to come together and deal with this shooting and all this stuff going on in our community. And look, all of them other folks, they meet. All their representatives meet. They have meetings. Ray.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ray. I haven't called in a while. My schedule changed. Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment. All these people coming across, you know, the big thing they had in the news about the people.
Palestinian?
Yeah, the Palestinian coming over here. Well, black folks don't have to worry about them because our leaders are going to make sure they're taken care of. They're going to get Section 8. They might call us something else.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, I already got Biden said yesterday, Ray, he put another $500 million in there for those migrants. And we can't get a Marshall Plan to rebuild our community because they got us all over the place talking about reparations. But they putting that in there? Oh, yeah. And don't forget the people
you're
walking
right,
across
leader.
The border. Don't forget about the people walking across the border, Ray.
That's right. Al Sharpton, what's his name? Ms. Harrison. They're going to make sure they get everything they got coming. They're going to get their gas station. They just tore down a big store on at the end of the line on 92nd and Commercial. I know they're going to put a mini mall over there. They're going to stock them up over there. And
you got to have businesses. You got to have your economy. You got to have your education. You got to have your religious. You got to have your Christian, your faith-based stuff. You got that certain things you got to have to build a community. And everything that it takes that our descendants of enslaved built. If you get Jimmy's book, you can and really look at it. You'll see how our people navigated this stuff. That's how we got to be so great. If we do that, we'd be all
right.
Because everybody got our blueprint.
Oh, right. They're gonna get there. I don't feel some of them was agents anyway. You see them kicking them down the street. Some of them was informants anyway. So some of them I don't feel sorry.
Well, I tell you what, we being punked out. On something that we own, we getting tricked against believing in God. We getting tricked on believing in our land. I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
This is my country, and I'm not giving it up. Thank you so much, Mike. Mike.
Yes. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
I agree with you about we need to demand. But in that demand, we have to identify what we're demanding and so on. And I think that's where a lot of people have not identified, like you say, we're all over the place. But I want to just say these two things. Everything in the world is done according to some authority, legal authority or illegal authority.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand about that authority, the rules and regulations.
Right.
That's where we miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also where we have won in the past because we learned about the authority and the rules and then used it against them. So
they don't even know the Constitution. Mike, let me tell you what I found in Jimmy's book that I didn't know, that Thurgood Marshall, the reason he wanted to be a lawyer was because he was bad in school. He got disciplined in school, and the teachers made him memorize the Constitution. Look, we don't know the Constitution. We don't know the Bill of Rights. We don't all we know. White supremacy, equity, and all this stuff, you know, that other stuff they talking, and we're losing out. We're losing out. Mike, you make so much sense.
I'm going to say this and then let you go. There was a leader, a female leader, that says, I just love y'all. She spoke to a group. She said, y'all run me through with my words. Y'all use my own words against me. That's what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. But you got to know it to do it. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. Our folks, our children don't know the Constitution. These folks talk to you don't know the Constitution. When I read, look, they know it. Because first of all, you're supposed to have one language. That's English. We're supposed to know the Constitution. We're supposed to get math, science, to tell you, oh, you don't want that. When you got states like Oregon, California, other states saying, and it's coming to Chicago, that you got to dumb it down. Don't, you know, math and science and reading and all that stuff, writing, shouldn't be a requirement for graduation. Dumb it down. It makes no sense. I'm telling you, I got a few lines open, y'all. I'm going to come on now. What's the tax doctor? Who in the world is tax doctor? Okay.
Good morning, my queen.
Good morning, tax doctor.
I want everybody to understand yesterday the governor signed into law SB 508.
SB 508, what is that?
Section 5 will raise people property taxes every year. So if you go and get a break from the assessor's office, the board of review, or the circuit court, the taxing bodies can come back the following year and recoup all of that money throughout the whole 102 counties.
I mean, if they put Kagan in and they said it was going to be better.
This had nothing to do with tricks.
No, I'm just
this
saying.
This was done by, this
I'm
was done
at
by
I'm,
all
I'm,
of the public officials in Springfield. Both political parties voted for that garbage.
Okay, I'm going to pull it down and look at it. Did you see Thursday's paper where they had about the taxing that we're doing, how we're going to be taxed? They're sending out the tax bill. We'll talk later about that. Thank you so much. I'm going to pull that down because I didn't know anything about that. Israel.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. That is sad that they did us in Englewood from high school. But I wanted to call in because you mentioned something. I was on the north side on Broadway, and I did see an office of the alderman, the state rep, the
mm-hmm.
congressman. Everybody was in the same office.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw that in the black community.
Oh, no, it used to be like that. Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Like, my state rep was Paul Williams. He was in the office with me. No, they used to be a long time ago. That's when folks was together like that. They don't do that now. Everybody on their own. And they're not even meeting as a group. Oh, no. That's when the committee meant something. Oh, it used to be.
They did a perfect example of divide and conquer. They divided and conquered us.
Well, Israel, what they do is they meet and they look at what they're going to do. They say, how did these black folks make it in this country? They got our playbook, and that's what they're doing. And if our people stand by and let these folks say the map is based off of these folks walking across the damn border with all their children, and you can't have that many babies, Israel. And then you're shooting our men down. How many babies is that? And our women, the little girls going, I mean, that's not a good playing field. Somebody needs to file a lawsuit. That's not a fair playing field to say you walk over here by 2 million and say, now, it's more of me than you, and we're going to take your seat. So something wrong with that, Israel.
Yes, ma'am. Keep up the good fight. I'm with you.
Now, you know, you knew Jim Chapman, right, the attorney Jim Chapman?
I heard him. I don't know him personally.
You know, he worked a lot with the brothers and stuff, and also he was my attorney, too, but he passed Thursday. Okay, thank you, Israel.
All right.
Thank you so much. Now, something is wrong. I was the alderman, these elected officials, to file a lawsuit, but they're scared because they think that they have they got to depend on these folks' votes. They got to have guts. When we fought, Dr. King said that we were fighting for representation so we can have at least a seat at the table of power. But to put folks there and they think, oh, I'm here. And people begin to think that they're there to be dictators. Oh, I'm going to shut this. I'm not giving this black person this permit. I'm going to do this and do that. It's really kind of deep. They don't understand that folks bled not for the right to vote, but for representation. You should be saying it loud. Hell no, I'm not going to take this. You walked across the damn border, and you're going to say you got more people than me? Hell no. Bill.
Hey, Ms. Tillman, how are you?
All right.
Great. Two things. One, clearly one of your callers just a moment ago doesn't understand that the mayor controls the school board, and the school board controls what happens in regards to school closures and so on and so on. And then he wants to keep Lori Lightfoot or give her a pass. He's got to go. Pritzker's got to go. And that's the way I see it. I don't see no other way.
Well,
now,
people don't got to go without you having what you got to have a strategy. That's what we do.
Well,
we just said folks got – y'all said Rahm had to go. Folks got to go, and we deal with personality rather than strategy. Even the worst person in the world, you can kick their butts and make them be accountable to us. We don't have nobody. Like I said, the elected officials who's dealing with this map need to tell these folks to go to hell. You walked across the border. You're not legal. And they need to be telling Laura that, and they need to be telling Prixler, you're violating the law. And if we had any – and then lawyers worth their salt that we used to have, like in the civil rights movement, they would file for us, but they scared too.
Well, I agree. And you and I have spoken about this particular issue before, which is black leadership really is non-existent in regards to what are they doing on black folks' behalf, which is why they were elected in the first place.
Elected, anointed, or appointed, Bill. I mean, our ministers, all of them, they got to do what they got to do here. I mean, hey, thank you, Bill. I got to go. Okay, Bill. I tell you, let me tell y'all something. This stuff is wrong. Any lawyer can file suit. There's probably going to be some Republican lawyers. Donald Trump said he wanted the citizenship question on the census. Nancy Pelosi them told y'all, I'm going to do Nina Simone. Let's do them. Nancy Pelosi told y'all it was racist. Then y'all join in with that. Nancy Pelosi is also the one that told John Conyers, don't have the hearing on reparation. You can play it for me softly, Nina Simone. Don't have a hearing on reparations. Don't have a hearing on Dr. Anderson stuff, all that stuff. Because it's not good. It might hurt Barack. She could have said, look, y'all put a black person. She's from California. We just be used. And then we're telling our children, they're not young, gifted, and black. We said, you are less than this person. He's superior over you. He's supremacist. He's superior over you. Hate him. And you can't do nothing instead of saying, God didn't make no junk. That you are a spiritual being that God take care of. You're young, you're gifted, and you're black. Now, even type of the way you get the book from. Now, I've learned so much in this book of Genesis. I think Ebony's going to tell me how to get the book again. You need to learn this stuff. Our children need to learn this stuff, and it makes you want to go and just do it. Our children are young, they're gifted, and they're black. They're godly. You let other folks define us. Talking about sex stuff, talking about critical race, talking about no male, no female. Don't have no babies. Girls don't play with dolls no more. Men no whistles, the dogs don't bark. So you're not preparing them for motherhood. you don't give boys a record set to teach them how to build. There's something wrong with this. Or you not, if you got a writing skill, not teaching them how to write. Hey, black children, you're young, you're gifted, you're black, you're God's child. We got to turn this thing around, y'all. There is a God, and I know we're going to be all right, because we have been all right. But we got to listen. God don't speak loud, he's very soft. But when he speaks, we got to move. Remember, all of our leaders was ministers, all of them, including Frederick Douglass. And we believed in education. We believed in family. We believed in God. Hey, tell our children they're young, gifted, and black. Pull it up. See y'all next week, Dorothy Wright, Tim McCarthy, in the conversation with me. Young, gifted, and black, the children. But also our young men are. Our families are. Our women. Our women just as important as the women across the border. Our children are too. Hey, y'all. Y'all want to hear some good preaching, you can go to YouTube at 11 o'clock and hear Liberty Baptist Church. Pastor Andrew Hunt is no fool. I love him. He don't even have all these politicians. Hey, see y'all next week. Dorothy Wright Tillman said until next week from the TillmanFamilyPress.com. You can get this book. It is so good. You need to call, get that, and talk to your children. So I'm surprised. I was happy. I found that my money wasn't in vain. TillmanFamilyPress.com. That's Evan and Jimmy. Their daddy, they publish it themselves. Young, gifted, and black. 10 for 10. 10 for 10 off. Look on our website. Y'all go to,
foundation of economy.
Facebook.
What bothers me is the stripping of
my son Benji Tillman wrote that song for his mother as we was fighting for reparations.
No,
till next week,
they cut,
hey, reparations now. Don't forget to go down to the Black Women Expo.
My hands rough, my forefather's hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man, Mr.
The Talk
President
of Chicago.
I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, and which you breaking left behind.
Stevens of your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
The airport in Kabul, where images of desperate Afghan people clamoring to get out of Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, including those literally clinging to the wheels of U.S. military planes during takeoff. The United States has sent in more firepower, just in case. Armed fighter jets are circling overhead at the airport to ensure the evacuations of Americans and those Afghans at risk. Thousands have been evacuated so far, but the process has been slow. U.S. officials admit they have no hard number on exactly how many they must rescue, whose very lives depend on getting out now.
The crisis in Haiti has now turned criminal with the kidnapping of two doctors who are needed now more than ever. One doctor is an orthopedic surgeon who has been operating on earthquake victims with broken limbs. The other, an obstetrician who was on his way to perform an emergency C-section when he was grabbed. Tragically, reports are the mother and the baby did not make it. Now, because the doctor is being held hostage, eight hospitals say they're closing in protest. The death and injury count mounts daily as a result of that powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake that rocked the island.
A white man in a black pickup truck said he had a bomb and message, which he live streamed on Facebook for President Biden.
I'm here for reason. I'm here for the American people.
For at least 5 hours, the man identified as Floyd Ray Roseberry held police at bay in front of the Library of Congress. Reports are he is a believer in the big election lie, and his politics forced him to drive from North Carolina to Washington, D.C. Hopeland officials are on the lookout for people like him, still harboring bad intent over Trump's loss. In the end, he was taken into custody. Officials say they found bomb-making material, but no actual bomb.
Does America really need a booster? Some scientists are calling out the Biden administration for what they say is a rush to distribute COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. The CDC cited three studies showing vaccine protection against the virus dropped over time and as the Delta variant has swept the country. Dr. Anna Durbin with Johns Hopkins University told CNBC, while more people are seeing mild cases, the vaccines are still doing the job to prevent severe infections and death. Booster shots will start being rolled out to Americans the week of September 20th.
R&B singer R. Kelly's fetish and medical history were today's bombshells in the daily shockers from his federal trial in a Brooklyn, New York courtroom. First, his longtime doctor says he treated Kelly for the contagious STD herpes back in 2007. Then several accusers say Kelly gave them the STD years later, including one who says she engaged in sex with the superstar at age 16, but says R. Kelly always wanted her to look younger by wearing her hair and pigtails and dressing like a Girl Scout. R. Kelly's lawyer claims these were all just obsessed, willing fans. The singer faces federal racketeering charges for leading a criminal enterprise for the sexual exploitation of young girls and women. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
This is Tanita with Your Health Matters. With all going on in the world today, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Whether you're a parent, student, journalist, an activist, or essential worker on the front lines, and you find yourself feeling hopeless, don't fret. We've got a few tips to help you practice self-care. Limit the time that you're spending on social media. Social media limitations are absolutely crucial. Schedule a meditative timeout. It's vitally important to protect your mental well-being, even if you're not outwardly.